Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I think a lot of times you can tell by the content. You know, sometimes we just have our dream. I'm like, what in the world is that? You know, it meant nothing. You know, it just had really nothing to it. Just sometimes Bob would say, when you have just kind of a mixture of dreams, it's the Lord cleaning out your spirit man, you know, your dream life, so that he can make a rich deposit in you. Okay. Because after that, I'm like, okay, I'm waiting then for something really big and bold to come. You may see, you know, I've tried to like surrender my mind to the spirit, my spirit, and then my spirit man to Holy Spirit. So while I'm at rest, I'm not thinking, because I have a habit of thinking when I go to bed. So you're really submitting that, you know, your spirit to the Holy Spirit, so he can interact with you on an easier level. Okay. Your dreams, you may not remember them. Some people do, some don't. But your spirit man will remember. And I think a lot of times the Lord hides things. He shows us and basically hides them from us, so that you walk it out the next day. Or did you ever have the feeling that, maybe you went, I always say Walmart, maybe you was at Walmart and you ran into somebody and had a conversation, and it's like, well, I've been here and did this before. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes the Lord shows us different things we're going to do. I know he's done that with me a lot more earlier in my life than today, but, you know, he will show us. You know, if you look at it, we live in eternity. So I like to do like this. You know, this might be the beginning of my life, and over here is the middle somewhere, but he could take me anywhere he wanted to at any time, show me anything he wants to. And then you really walk that out in your daily life. Does anybody, I'm just throwing this out among everybody, but I know I'll have like maybe 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 6 dreams, whatever, right in a row. And then I'll have, and they're prophetic dreams, and all of a sudden something nasty will happen. I have this really bad dream. Now, I'd ask Bob, what in the world, how can I have all these awesome dreams, and then something dark comes? And this is what he explained to me. God knows our dreams, the devil doesn't. However, the devil can see the light. When the Lord's giving us these prophetic dreams, it's his light that's coming into us. And the devil can see that. He can't see what we're dreaming, but he can see the light. So when that light, you know, the dreams finish and the light is gone, he throws something dark at us, like a frightening dream, so we forget what we have dreamt. So I'm like, okay. But we have to separate it, you know. Is this the Lord? Is it prophetic? Is it just something I ate that stirred up, you know, or is this from the enemy? So you kind of have to go by, I'm going to say, like the flavor, the content. Is this from God? Does it line up with Scripture? That's another thing. Kind of weigh it out by Scripture. You know, I think for me, my intercessory prayer life has changed over the years. There was a period of time where the Lord had me praying for hours every day. And then it changed. And now I would say, like, when the Lord has me up right now, it's like, set your clock for 3 a.m. I'm like, really? You know, and spend time with me. So it's like, okay, so is that 3 o'clock going to be sitting quiet? Is it going to be praying? I really am listening to how he wants me to spend that time. Recently, it's been like on my knees praying for a period of time until he starts speaking, and then I write. And then it's either I listen or he gives me scripture. So, I mean, it's just really been different for me. You know, it seems like I pray before he had me getting up at 3 a.m. He'd have me awake and I'd be in bed, but praying. I thought it's like I'm praying for 2 hours and I'm like, well, I got to go to the bathroom again. Now it's 5 o'clock and I need to go to sleep. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just like all mixed up and, but however he wants to do it, I'm just make myself available. Okay. I'm just here. So like I said, before I married Bob, I had probably 4 hours at a time that he had me pray. And most of that time was praying for Bob. I didn't know I was praying for my husband, but it was praying for Bob. So I think it's just different, you know, with each person and how he wants us to pray. To me, I don't, something he gave me years ago was to seek him how to pray. So I wasn't praying empty prayers because it's his words that he gives us that will change. Hold on just a second. Just came across this the other day. I had it hidden in my old Bible. Yeah, this was from 2004. It said, prayer from the heart without speaking engages my mind with his. So I pray his prayers. Prayers to move nations. So engage your mind. And that's something that the Lord spoke to me. That was on my birthday of 04. So that's what oftentimes for me, remember, God knows our thoughts, the enemy doesn't. So oftentimes when I pray, I mean, I pray out loud. I want the devil to hear me praise the Lord and, you know, glorify him. I want him to hear all that because it probably ticks him off. And I like that. He knows what corner I'm in. It's not his. So I like him to hear that. But then I'll say, Lord, now I've got this question I want to talk to you about. And then I don't say anything because I speak it from my spirit. Okay. And I thank the Lord and I'm like, okay, now I'll just wait for an answer. And I know that has to aggravate the devil, right? But I can go to sleep because I've made my petition. It's like Habakkuk. Remember, he brought his petition before the Lord and then he waited. He waited to see what the Lord would answer. And then like in Job, once he had that answer, then he decreed the word. Our words have power. So once you decree the word, then the angels have to act upon it. You know, there has to be a motion that takes place. So, and that's what the Lord was teaching me here back in 04. Prayer from the heart without speaking engages my mind with his, so I can pray his prayers, prayers to move nations. So
go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation, he just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.